Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Krivic moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Appling reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. Radcliffe scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea strikes out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Appling is walked intentionally. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Bonura scores. Appling moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Whitehead. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geringer moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Owen reaches second base with a double. Gosselin moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rowe takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gosselin takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown fires to first and picks off Gosselin. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Owen reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Gehringer scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 3 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rowe is hit by the pitch. White moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walker bunts towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Rowe moves to second. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 6, White Sox, 6. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Tigers. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gosselin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. JoJo White now playing center field. Mickey Cochran now catching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 4 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.